of a stomach by way of altarpiece, and alcohol they make their devil, and their god is hygiene. A curious and instructive case of mental inertia. I understand, too, there are several other temples of this cult in London. South Place Chapel and Essex Hall, for instance, where they worship the spirit of the innermost. But the thing that struck me so oddly was the number of bald heads glimmering faintly in the reflected light from the lantern circle. And that set me thinking upon a difficulty I have never been able to surmount. You see, these people, and lots of other people too, believe in a thing they call natural selection. They think, as part of that belief, that men are descended from hairy simian ancestors, assert that even 100,000 years ago, the ancestor was hairy, hairy, heavy, and almost as much a brute as if he lived in Mr. Arthur Morrison's Whitechapel. For my own part, I think it is a pretty theory, and would certainly accept it were if not for one objection. The thing I cannot understand is how our ancestor lost that hair.